Praise the Lord. You've just tuned in, and we're here today with you with Clear Vision Program. I'm Rose, and I am so excited to get with you today and share the gospel with you, share the good message of Christ, the Holy One of the universe, Father God's Son, our Savior. And today we're going to talk about how we let go of the past. I know that all of us have hurts and failures in our past that we need to lay down. In fact, we need to throw those things down. We need to throw those things in our past down. So stay with me. I'll be right back, and I'll show you how we can do some of that in the name of Jesus.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Welcome. I'm just so thankful today to be able to come to you and to talk about the Word, because the Word changes lives. And when you start changing how you think, then God can change your life. And today we're going to talk about how to get rid of things in the past. There isn't anybody I know that doesn't have things in their past that they'd love to forgive or love to be forgetting, and yet we don't do that. We stay bound up into the past. We stay thinking that we can't do anything about it, and we nurse that past. We nurse it, and we baby it along to the point that finally we even bring it into health even. So I want to get into the scripture real quick here with you in Matthew 19:26. Just take a piece of paper and pen and make you some notes as we go, and then you can look these scriptures up later. Matthew 19:26 says, Jesus looked at them and said, with men this is impossible, but all things are possible with God. Well, I like to paraphrase that and say that nothing is impossible to you, and nothing is impossible for you. When you start striving in your life, when you start having strife and overwhelming conditions that just bury you with thoughts of disappointments and things that are hard to deal with, then you are living in the past. Beloved, we can get rid of that past. We can not only get rid of it, we have to make a decision to get rid of it. We have to throw it down. And the past is as close as yesterday. The past is as close as earlier this morning. The past is just whatever is not right now or today or in the future. So let's choose today to do one of the key things that helps you get past your past. That one key thing is that you need to be forgiving. You can forgive because forgiveness unleashes you, unchains you from the world and from the enemy and from the past. Forgiveness completely releases you, sets you free. Unforgiveness keeps you bound to that. If you have been hurt or wronged, if you have not been able to believe that God could restore anything that was taken away from you, that's not the truth, because God can restore. He's a God of restoration. We serve the God I am. We don't serve the God I'm thinking about being or the God I'm going to try to be someday. We serve the great God I am. And God is ready to take everything out of your heart and out of your mind if you're willing to release it and let it go and replace it with good, magnificent things that He has planned for you. Let's talk about how to release pressures and how to make up for past mistakes and failures. You can't do it. You can't make up for past mistakes and failures. You have to let them go. And you have to let them go by replacing your thoughts, replacing your thinking with God's word of goodness. Replace your thinking that God is a God of restoration. Replace your thinking that God is going to restore all that the enemy has stolen. Replace your thinking accepting God's mercy. So many times we don't think we can be merciful to people. I get calls every day at the ministry from people who are crying out to God to help them see the forgiveness of God, help them stop the path that they're on of destruction, the path of defeated thinking. I watch them every day call in and write in and ask for prayer, crying out to God that they want to know God's future. They want to understand how to walk in the present. Well, we're going to talk about this all through the program today, and right now we're just getting started with it. And when we come back, we're going to talk in detail, be very specific about specific things that you can do and steps and principles you can follow to let go of things that have hurt you. And those hurts may be as simple as someone said the wrong thing to you. They may be a horrible thing that someone did to you. They abused you. I don't have any doubt that there is not someone watching right now that has suffered enormous abuse in your life. And maybe you're suffering that abuse now. Well, beloved, today is the day that we're going to make these changes. Today is the day that you begin to understand your future is now. Your future is today. And God has blessings in place for you that you will not have room to contain. So as I continue on with the program, I want you to be sure and stay tuned and pay attention to the wonderful offers that are being made available to you. I call my materials, my books, everything that I offer, power tools from God. There are power tools to give you the encouragement that you need, to give you the uplifting that you need. So let's pray real quick before we end this segment and go into the product offer that I have available. And I want you to get a pen and paper and write down what it is and call into my ministry and ask for it. And there'll be free offers at the end of the program. So get ready to write that down. Let's say right now, Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of forgiveness. Thank you, Father, that you release me from every past hurt and wrong. Thank you, Father, that you release me from every hurt and wrong that I've experienced or caused. And I thank you, Lord, that I run to you, O God. I run to you, Father, and you are my bright future. And I run to you, and I thank you for all you have in store for me. Father, help me forgive in my heart. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Praise the Lord. We stay ready here, don't we? We stay ready to honor God. We stay ready to exalt Him. We stay ready to be honored by Him and be exalted by Him. And I hope that when you watch that offer segment there for the 2 books and the CD or whatever they offered, I hope that you wrote the number down and take time to order those, because these are tools that I have listened to the Lord and prepared through His direction to encourage and lift you in every area of your life. So let's continue on with our message right now that we're talking about is leaving the past behind. I like to look at Philippians 3:13 on that statement, because that so easily says exactly what God instructs us to do. And I feel that if God wants us to do something, it's because He understands that that's what we need to do for our best interest. So if you're struggling with something, if you're struggling with pains of the past, if you're struggling with things in your heart that you're tormented about, even things that you feel like you can't get over. Maybe you lost a loved one somewhere along the way in your life. Maybe someone has left you from the sense of a marriage and a divorce or a relationship. Maybe you've had a failure in a job or in a business. Maybe you've had to file a bankruptcy. I don't know what the situation is. I don't have to know. But I know that the God that loves you, the God that has written His Word to help you come through anything and bring you through everything, knows what you should do. And He's instructing us today in Philippians 3:13. He is telling us that he says, I have, Paul's writing this, and he says, I have captured and made it my own, yet but one thing I do. It is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. Well, we're to strain forward. We're to reach toward what lies before us in the future and in today. Not be struggling and bound by what happened yesterday. I can't express enough how much I understand about hurts and failures. A lot of people see the television program or call in the ministry, and they think because I'm doing this and because I have the ministry that I don't know anything about all that. Well, honey, I know all about hurts and failures. I have failed so many times in my life. I failed in marriages. I failed with my children. I failed with my own mother and father. I failed many, many times. I failed enormously before I knew the Lord, and I think possibly even more after I knew God, because I didn't understand that God loves me. And with Christ there can be no failure. See, I didn't understand that. I've gone through losses financially. I've gone through great losses health-wise. I've gone through losses in relationships. And yet I understand. I know what it is to live in those past things. I know what it is to have past hurts scream at you and claw at your mind. I know what it is that to not understand how to figure out those things. I know what it is to stand and look in the mirror in the morning and be so distraught with what happened yesterday, years ago, that I don't have the energy to even raise my toothbrush and put it in my mouth. I don't have the desire. I didn't have the desire. I went through those kinds of times. So I can talk about it. I can talk about it because I began to understand what happened. I dragged my past on into my future like a prized possession. I thought about it. I talked about it. I dreamed about it. I cried about it. I screamed at God about it. I yelled at God, and I said, Father, you don't know what I'm going through, mentally or physically. Well, the Lord knows, and He told me, He said, Rose, you've got to stop. You have got to stop looking at what's already done and over. You have got to start looking at me and looking at the great plans that I have for you. You have got to start thinking about what I'm going to do for you instead of thinking about you're too tired, you're too old, you're not able. You've got to stop that, and you've got to start looking at what I have planned for you. You've got to look into the future, and I want you, the Lord told me this. He said, I want you right now to start acting and talking like I want you to talk, and like what we're going to do together is already done. I know you have dreams. I know you have aspirations. I know you've got things that you want to shake off of your back and help you go on with tomorrow. I know that you have to have that. I know that you've been caught up in fear and despair. I know that you have been choosing choosing. Now, that's a harsh thing to say, but I know that you've been choosing to live in that. Well, you can stop today. You can choose to stop living in that today. And you can start choosing to make the choice to live in God's promises for you. God's promises are that He wants you blessed. He wants you to live the holy life, the overcoming, far beyond life that He has planned for you. So as we go to our segment break here, stay with me, come back in a few minutes, because we're going to talk about exactly how we can go on to do this. In the name of Jesus, I love you. I thank so much. Thank you so much for being with me, and I'll see you in just a minute.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book 2 is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Glory to God. You are so blessed, and I'm so blessed to have you with me. I think you're blessed to be watching me. That's what I think. And I'm blessed to have you watch me. And I want you to understand as we go on with our teaching today that you have victory in this life that's beyond anything you can dream. So if you're watching right now, if you're listening, it's not accidental. God has prepared and planned this time. There is no accidental times with God. God always prepares and plans our times for His glory and for our blessing. Our blessing far above and beyond anything we can dream. So as we talk further about how to follow close to victory, how to stay in the victory of God, let's look at 1 Peter 1:22. And it says, I make a decision to obey the truth. Well, the truth, I make a decision, and in the scripture it says, Proverbs 1:22, your obedience to the truth through the Holy Spirit, you have purified your hearts for the sincere affection of the brethren. See that you love one another fervently from a pure heart. Everything with God goes back to love. Everything with God comes from love, because that's who He is. So He wants you to start today becoming very aggressive, very determined to be filled with energy, to be filled with obeying His truth. His truth that He wants you blessed. His truth that you can forget the past and you can go on to the future. See, forgiveness doesn't come when we forget. Forgiveness comes by way of decision. Forgiveness is a decision you make today. And you say, Lord, I forgive myself. So many of us hold grudges against ourselves, beloved. We stand and we find fault with ourselves. We're tormented by things that we've not done or things we've done. Or we're hanging on to the glories of things we've done in the past. And we're crippled by that. We're crippled and we don't then allow God to come in His unlimited presence and bring more of His glory into our life, more of His blessing, more of His abundance. You see, God wants us to rise up boldly and go after our victory. Not just sit back in a corner, in a room, or in our house, or in our job, or in our business, or in our families. Sit there and just cry continuously to God when something isn't happening the way we want, or when we can't get past what happened yesterday. God wants you to rise up and make a decision to follow the happiness that He has for you. Make a decision today to just say it. I don't care how bad you feel. I don't care how miserable your thinking is. Just make the decision today and say, Father, today I'm going to be like Joshua. Joshua, when it was told to go over and possess the land, cross the Jordan and go and possess the land, and to drive out the enemy and to take it by force. That's in Matthew 11:12. Joshua was told to possess the land. Well, God told us to possess our lives, to possess our position in our lives, to possess His anointing in our lives, to possess His goodness in our lives. He's told us to possess His forgiveness and to possess everything that He has planned for us. We have to take it by force. We have to hold on to it. We have to do that. And when we do that, when we make that agreement, we'll stop dwelling on the past and mistakes. See, you can't hang on to the future and grab hold of the rope of the future and be holding on to the rope of the past. If you do, you'll be pulled in two in the middle. You got to let go of the past. Let go of that rope of the past and grab hold of the rope of today and tomorrow and let God take you, lead you, guide you with it. I'm raised in Kentucky. I'm a Southern girl. I live on a farm. I know all about farming. To the level I know about it, I don't know all about it, but I know a lot about farming, and I know about horse business, and I know about animals, and I know that they don't have any trouble listening to the Father. They just exist for Him, and that's how God wants us to live. Just like trees, just exist like trees, knowing that God is in charge of our life. I love my little stories and things that my grandsons come and tell me, and they're always ready to come and give me a peek into the future. Every time they talk to me, they're thinking, their minds are clear, their minds are ignited, their minds are focused on what's going on right here and what's going to happen tomorrow. God wants us to think like a child. Trust Him completely. Trust Him completely and set our focus on God's Word. Set our focus on His love. Set our focus on His peace, on His prosperity. And when we do, when we set our focus on the God that loves us and not off of the past that we can't do anything about. See, you can't change anything yesterday. Isn't that good? And God doesn't even know what happened yesterday. That's what I love the best about God. He says it's as far from Him as the east is to the west. He has no idea what happened yesterday and doesn't care. He doesn't care as much about where you've been as where you're going. So let's thank Him right now that He has a place He's taking us as we make the decision to go with Him, that He has that place He's going to take us, and it's going to be far above and beyond anything we can dream. In the name of Jesus. I'll be right back in a few minutes and we'll pray together. I love you and God bless you.
Order today your special 2-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book 1 is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book 2 is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
So happy we've been together today, and I've had the privilege to honor the Lord and to be with you, the privilege especially to be with you, the privilege to share the word of the Lord with you and to stand with Him on your behalf. When you call in the ministry for prayer, when you call to request product of tools, I call my books and teachings, power tools of God, power words, because it came from the Word of God. So when you call in, know that I consider it a privilege that you called, and I consider it an honor to be part of your life, not only for that day, but from that day on. Our ministry is committed to be there for you, to pray with you, to stand with you in the Word with God in whatever circumstance you have. So right now we're going to close the program with prayer, and I want you to pray with me. We've been talking about letting go of the past, and it's so critical. It's so huge that God has requested. He's requiring us to let go of things that are gone. They're already done and over with. Hurts that came yesterday, this morning, last week, last year. It's time to let those things go. So let's pray together right now and thank the Lord that we can come before Him in the throne room, agreeing with Him, asking whatever we will in His name, believing, and it will be done. And if you need to receive your salvation today, then just stand up and say that right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank You that I receive You in my heart. I thank You, Lord, that I want You to be my future. I thank You, Lord, that You've promised me that if I'll come before You, that You'll stand with me and You'll never leave me or forsake me. In the name of Jesus, thank You, Lord, I receive You and I receive my salvation. Thank You, Lord. Let's pray our prayer of letting our past go. Father, give me the boldness. Give me the confidence, Father. Give me the complete assurances, Father, that I can follow close to Your victory, Lord. Thank You, Father, in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Thank You that I can determine today and I forget past failures. I forget past mistakes. I know that they're washed clean by the precious blood of Your Son, Jesus. And today, in the name of Your Son, I rise up. I rise up to pursue everything You have planned for me, Father, and that I want, and that You have prepared for my heart. And today, Father, I fill my life with You, Lord, with Your goodness, Your grace, and Your mercy. In the name of Jesus.
This month's free offer is 30 Days the Champion in You. Do you want to experience the abundant, rich life in Jesus has promised in John 10 and 10? This simple yet extremely effective daily devotional by Rose is a powerful tool to help you set your thoughts on victory. To the glory of God, God has promised to lead you in total victory as His grand champion in every area of your life. Order your free offer today, and don't forget our special Christmas package for your gift of $20.